I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Leslie McGuirk. Leslie, one of the many things we like about you is you're very positive about your outlook of astrology.
Yes, and I'm also very, very emphatic about the fact that it's not fortune-telling. It's just no different than a diagnostic person who looks at your car, and I think it's really important for to realize that we have free will. We have influences that are with us, but there's a way to make our lives a lot easier if we know what we're dealing with, and that's why I think astrology, I call it the language of compassion, and one of the most beautiful ways to attain peace is to actually understand how to read an astrology chart, because once you see what kind of music you were born with or what the weather is like, astrology can give you a type of inner knowing that is very hard to attain in any other way. And it's why I'm so interested in teaching people how to read charts. I've got another beginner class starting on January 31st for 4 weeks. And I literally feel that it's important for me, because there's only one of me out there. So it's very important for me to teach people how I do this, because it's not something that you can learn from a book, and because I equate it with music, it's like people thinking they can learn how to read a book and understand how to play the guitar. It's something that you can't learn in those normal, quote-unquote, normal ways. You have to be able to play it. So because I have this background as an artist and as a writer and illustrator of children's picture books, I think I figured out a way to make it fun and to make it colorful and easy to understand using metaphor. I don't usually talk a lot in astrological language because it just goes in one ear and out the other for most people.
When we take calls next hour and you'll do some readings, what do you want from people? Do you need a birth month and day?
I need the birth date and year. I for what we're doing now, it doesn't matter where they were born or what time because I can't get that deep into it, but just the birth date and year would be great.
And a question, or are you just going to take over from there?
Well, if they have a question, usually that's what people start with, so it would probably be great if they did have a question. Okay. If not, you know, I'm always happy to help in any way I can.
Lots of people are, my impression, that they're under a lot of stress, anxiety, some people are depressed. What's going on?
Well, we've come to a very, very difficult time, and the world as we knew it actually came to an end when we had the COVID thing happening. And I remember I was on your show before COVID hit, and I said, you know, something's coming down the pike, and life as we know it is going to be a lot different. So we're still feeling the side effects of that period, and we are having a hard time settling down into this new reality where everything feels so heightened, everything feels very angular and sharp, and I think that it's difficult to meditate when you're anxious. It's hard to think straight when you're depressed. So the key thing for me when people are struggling in this way, the most important thing that can help us is, I believe, understanding astrology, because once you can understand why you're reacting the way you are or why the current weather patterns are affecting you the way they are, it can help you in ways that are impossible to describe. I think about that gentleman who recently took his life, who was the producer with Ellen, Stephen Twitch Boss.
Yes.
I looked at his chart, and George, he did have two particular things in his chart that indicated some things he had struggles with in terms of his emotions. But the tricky thing is that when he took his life, the weather pattern on those at that particular time was so hard for him that he probably just popped. I don't think he would have necessarily felt the urge to do what he did if he had understood from an astrological point of view that this was temporary. This was just weather, and it was hitting him in a really hard way. And I think if people can know what's going on, you can settle back into it. It's just like when you're driving your car. Or maybe a better example is when you're on an airplane and you're stuck on the runway. When the captain comes on and tells you what's going on and tries to calm you down, it feels good. You feel better because you're getting some sort of higher view on the situation. But when you're left not knowing, which most people are left not knowing because they don't know how to read astrology, they get very upset and anxious because it is scary. This world is not easy to comprehend right now, but I think astrology is probably the best way to have peace of mind, and it even helps just in every day-to-day thing in life. I'll tell you one quick story about something that happened to me a couple years ago.
Sure.
It was the anniversary of a death of a friend of mine, and I was very upset, and I called a girlfriend trying to get comfort because I was really having a hard time. And she said, well, no, this is not a day to be sad. You should be happy that this person died quickly and they didn't suffer. And everything that I felt was completely discounted because in her mind, she was trying to get me to switch gears and look on the happy side. But I wasn't in a happy place. This person ended up taking one of my astrology classes. And when she saw the way that I work, the way I deal with emotions, the way my brain works, it was very, very different than the way her brain works. So now our relationship is so much calmer and better because it's not that she's right and I'm wrong. It's just we all have different ways of being. And once you can see it, then you don't get as upset with other people or even with yourself, because we don't get mad because a porcupine has quills. We don't get mad because a giraffe has a long neck. We accept the way things are designed when we can see it and understand it. And that's what astrology does for people. You can see it. It's very clear. And then you can sit back and accept things more easily.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What can astrology tell you? Just about everything?
Definitely just about everything. It can tell you how you were designed, most importantly. All of us are like cars, and some of us are Ferraris, and some of us are Toyotas, and some of us are trucks. And we need to understand that however we're designed, we're perfect just the way we are. But there's a high way of doing it or a low way, and we want to do the highest vibrational version of ourselves. So in the astrology chart, you can see how many of your tires are properly inflated. So those in astrological language are made up of elements. So there's fire, earth, air, and water. Most people are driving around in vehicles that have all four elements, but many of us, including myself, are completely missing an element. So I have absolutely no air in my chart at all, which doesn't mean that I'm an airhead or that I can't breathe. It just means that I'm either an expert in the area of air or I'm out of whack with it. And so for me, I get incredibly claustrophobic. I've had sinus surgery twice in my life. I now know that this is the element that I need to put into my life with intention in order to stay balanced. So it means being outside a lot where there's lots of air and space, and being in airplanes, traveling is really good for me. So it's an important thing to know how you're balanced with those four elements. And the other thing astrology can do is tell you why you were born. It gives the entire purpose for your existence. And think of how important that is if you're dealing with a young person, like the astrologer who saved my life when I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
She basically, George, knew who I was. I didn't even really know who I was.
She knew you better than you did.
Exactly. And so I started studying astrology at that moment because I thought at the deepest, most profound level, everything she said to me, and I still remember all of her words, I knew that she was right. And she said, Leslie, you're incredibly creative. What are you doing with your life? At that time, I wasn't doing anything creative because some teachers in high school or grade school had told me I had no talent and I couldn't draw. Well, guess what? The astrologer was right. I now have 20 children's picture books that I've sold all over the world and have been a designer for Takashimaya in Japan. They made over 1,500 products with my designs on them. And she also told me back then at age 19 that my work, creative work, would first be picked up overseas. And sure enough, I was selling T-shirts out of the back of my car in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and wrote to Glamour magazine, and they did a story about me, and someone from Takashimaya in Japan called me up and said, we want to make you famous in Japan. So she was even right about that. And what's super cool is that there's something called an astrocartography map that an astrologer can look at, and it tells you the best places in the world to go for love or work or if you want to write a book. And for me, the line that goes right through Tokyo is the place where you go for fame and fortune. And so I basically went from obscurity in New Hampshire to becoming a superstar designer in Tokyo. So even to that degree of accuracy, and I have so many stories about how accurate that astrocartography map is. It's incredibly useful to know. Like, think about someone who's trying to pick out what college they want to go to. there could be a place in the world that's completely perfect for that student. And astrology is just one more tool in the toolbox. It does not tell you how to live your life. And no one should ever allow planets to dictate what they do. You want to always go with your intuition and your heart and your brain, but you use it as a tool, and it's an incredibly useful thing that I'm so passionate about because it has totally defined my life and how I live, and I've seen it help so many people. I mean, all the clients that I've got, all the students that I've got, it changes how you look at the world, and to me, that's like one of the most beautiful things that exist on this planet, and not enough people understand it. You know, most people are just reading their horoscopes and looking at what other astrologers are telling them they need to do for the next couple months. I don't really enjoy that type of astrology. I'd rather empower the individual and get them to be able to understand how to move forward in life. So I have a very different emphasis than probably most of the astrologers out there.
Can astrology be overused?
Yes, absolutely. There are many people who don't make a move without, you know, looking in the paper at what some astrologer said they should do this week. It's too complicated for that to be that accurate, too, because every single person's astrology chart is so precise. It's just based on the date, time, and place of birth. A birth chart for someone born in China on your exact birthday at the exact same time is going to be totally different if you're born in New York City, because the sky in China is totally different. So all of the various different planets all combine to make up this beautiful music that you're born with. But when people just overuse astrology thinking that their sun sign is the thing that's going to determine everything about how they're supposed to move forward, it upsets me because it's not really the real deal of what astrology can be.
It's an amazing, would you call it a science?
I call it an esoteric science. So we have hard science, and then we have interpreted things like acupuncture. So acupuncture and astrology are very similar. Back, you know, 50 years ago, people thought acupuncture was crazy. Now it's part of the medical system. So acupuncture is an interpreted science. You could go to 20 acupuncturists and have a different result. So it depends on who's doing it, and the same is true for astrology. It's an ancient science, and it's an interpreted science. So it's definitely as medically accurate as acupuncture can be, which is why I'm so interested in working with doctors and why doctors have been the ones finding me. I did not go looking for doctors who wanted to work with me. They found me because either they had a patient or a client who told them about me, and then they experienced what I could do for them, and then it just grew. And in one of my classes recently, I had four neurologists taking my Astrology 101 class, and it's because they understand that the brain and how we work, there's something very electrical about us. And if and
sure
the
is.
Neurologist is seeing these patterns and realizing that astrology is similar.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts. or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeart Radio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.